Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back. Stuart Rosenthal from the Beacon newspaper joins me this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Eric.
Good to see you. What's going on in the Beacon this month?
Well, I'm going to start with our technology section. We always have a few interesting stories there that we want our readers to know what's going on out there in the world and what would be useful to them and also things to be aware of. So we're talking about smart speakers. Now, you probably heard the word Alexa, and that's the Amazon makes this device called an Echo, which is a little cylinder that sits on a table, and you call it by its name. Its name is Alexa. It's like a female person, and it talks back to you in the female voice. And you say, Alexa, it doesn't say, you know, make me a brandy, but it says, Alexa, you know, what's the traffic like now? Or Alexa, turn on the lights. Or Alexa, turn on the television. Or play something nice for me from jazz, you know. And it'll do these things for you. It's quite, if it's connected to the right things. And they're catching on like wildfire. When they first came out, people thought, oh, no one's going to really want to do this. But it's really the hands-off nature of the thing has got everybody excited about it. So there are pros and cons about it, of course, which I'll be happy to talk about.
So the Alexa, they don't call it the Alexa. Alexa is
the Echo.
The Echo, right. So like Siri is...
Is Apple.
Is like
Siri is the name of the personal assistant that Apple has for on its phones.
Got it.
But right now it's only on phones. Google also has something like the Echo. It's called Google Home, which is a device that it's called Google Assistant.
So essentially you put the dot, they call it, right?
That's a small version of the Echo.
Small version of the Echo. You put that in. And you say, Alexa, play Frank Sinatra.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, it might start playing Frank
Sinatra. If your music has been loaded up, you know, into your Amazon system, then yes, it'll start playing one of your Frank Sinatra pieces.
Okay. So, sounds like a great idea. What's the problem?
Okay. Well, the problem is that in order for this to work, when you say the word Alexa, whatever you say after that is recorded and sent to Amazon's servers, where it processes the answer to your question and makes it happen. So, Alexa is really a microphone. And it's conceivably always on. They tell you that it's only on when you say Alexa. That's what turns it on. And I don't know how long it stays on before it turns off again. But there's nothing to stop it from staying on all the time. And that's created an issue because, for example, just very recently, there was someone who was found dead in someone's home. And the home was found to have an Amazon Echo. And the prosecutor petitioned to get access to the recordings that Alexa may have overheard, in case there was a fight or something, to see who did what to whom. You know, what's the story? And of course, Amazon is fighting this. They're saying this is privacy. And yes, it is privacy matter, and one might be concerned about that. But we go about our whole days with these devices all the time, recording and listening and following where we're going and tracking our movements and what we buy and what websites we look at. And all these things are out there, and that information exists. And it can be identified by you in many cases, and it raises some troubling questions.
Okay, so what is your proposal? Go back to pencil and paper?
Well, the proposal is before you decide that you like this feature, and a lot of people say it's wonderful. Well, I don't have to lift my finger to turn on the lights, adjust the air conditioning. You know, in fact, even washing machines and dryers and refrigerators that are becoming, when I run out of milk, it'll automatically order milk for you and stuff like this. So there's more and more things connected to that. And the question is, do you really want that and do you want to use it? Or do you want to say, you can disable that for me. I don't really care for that. You know, it's the cons outweigh the pros for me. So it just depends on the person, really.
Seems to me like the direction that we're moving in is spoken first.
Yes.
And that when I'm driving in the car, I just have to push a button on my phone in front of me. It has a holder.
Right.
And I push that button, and what can I help you with?
Mm-hmm.
Please call mom.
Mm-hmm.
Calling mom. And then mom gets on the phone.
Right. Or, it's cool.
Right.
Hands-free operation.
Set an appointment for tomorrow at 2:30 to see the so-and-sos, or put a reminder in for Thursday, or whatever it might be. And I love the fact that you can speak, and it seems to me like we're going to move farther away from seeing things and having to look at something to place an order.
Right. We may be able to think it someday and have it happen, you know?
Won't that be fascinating? But there are privacy issues, and that's what you're pointing to in this article.
Right.
This month's Beacon newspaper, you can read all about it. And the Beacon can be picked up at over 1,500 locations around the Metroplex. Last words on that?
Just as you say, it's other interesting stories in this issue. There's about hacking of a pacemaker. So, I mean,
really?
If you're interested in technology issues, we cover them pretty interestingly in this issue. And there's links and apps that are useful for people, too.
I think there's going to be an application in this for real estate and the sale of real estate.
Yes.
Sounds good, Stuart. Thanks for joining me.
You're welcome.
I want to introduce Dr. Vin Kelly to the show today. Dr. Kelly and I performed in a couple of musicales back in the early 1990s. He's a great and well-respected singer, wonderful tenor. His "Oh, Danny Boy" is heard every year, right, Dr. Kelly?
Absolutely.
And where do you sing?
Well, it'd be about three things. I actually sing "You Can Believe Danny Boy" at the Mass at my church, St.
Okay.
Bart's.
Oh, St. Bart's, okay,
yeah.
Yes.
They consider it sort of a prayer.
Ah, I bet.
And then I also sing "Danny Boy," one of the encore get-togethers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be singing "Danny Boy" at the Fox Hill Retirement Home.
Oh, okay, right here in Bethesda.
Right, right, on the River Road.
And when will that happen?
That will be on St. Patrick's Day, which is Friday, March 17th.
Lovely. So Fox Hill, right over off River Road.
Yeah.
Come here, Dr. Vin Kelly, sing "Oh Danny Boy," among other songs.
But I have other songs.
Yes. So, well, here's what we have. We have an article in the Washington Post, and Dr. Kelly and I are working together, and it's my treat because I've always appreciated his acting skills and his singing skills, but he contacted me on the real estate front. Now, last summer, as he was looking to buy a property,
right,
which he has done, and he is now selling the property that he's in, which is unusual in that it has a first floor master bedroom and it's a three-level townhouse.
True.
Very unusual to find that you would walk in the front door, have a gorgeous foyer opening up to a larger living room and dining room, big kitchen, eating area, laundry room, all on the first floor, end unit in Chevy Chase. And it also has a master bedroom with a large bathroom, a soaking tub, separate shower, and a walk-in closet, all on that same first floor, but gives a person the flexibility of having family members live with them.
Yes.
Or friends visit with three,
yes,
more bedrooms, another master bedroom on the second floor.
Yes.
And a den, a large open family room den.
Yeah.
And then on the top floor, a loft. So
right.
When you want to punt yourself away from everybody, you can go to the third floor.
Right.
And a two-car garage, and everything on the outside of this property is maintained by the association.
Exactly. Everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
And for Chevy Chase to be inside the Beltway and to have all that brick construction and zero maintenance is an ideal home for someone who wants to downsize from a 3,500, 4,500, 6,500 house,
yeah,
and still have the room and flexibility to have family,
right,
visit them,
yeah,
and at $1,185,000.
Yeah. Yeah. I have 3,900 square feet, by the way.
3,900 square feet. So it's not small at,
yeah,
all.
Yeah.
You've got 1,300, yeah, square feet on each level. Actually, it's 14, right, 14, and 12, if I'm,
yeah,
not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Dr. Kelly, you were reading the Washington Post, and you called me and you said,
right,
you know, hey, I was just reading the Post, and they were describing my house. So tell me what you read.
Well, there were several things that were mentioned that I thought were appropriate. First of all, it does have what they call an entrance courtyard, as you know.
Yes.
You come off the walk into that, then you get into the home.
Yes, yes.
And that's
very English feeling.
Yes.
Courtyard and faces, yes, to the west. You have a nice view, good sunlight coming,
right,
in. Very pretty,
right,
yes.
Right. And in a good location.
Mm-hmm.
Good location on Manor Road, right off of Manor Road, and right inside the Beltway, so it's easy to get to the Beltway. And so its location is excellent. There's the Chevy Chase supermarket.
Yes.
You can walk.
And that whole area right where Chevy Chase Supermarket is, T.W. Perry's right there on Connecticut Avenue,
yeah,
Chevy Chase Lake.
Right.
It's all going to be redone.
Yes.
With brand new retail space. And
exactly.
You'll be able to walk into Bethesda.
Yeah.
It's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a future kind of event.
Yes.
Right? Well, a couple of things. One is that in the article, they mentioned the inclination to have a first floor master bedroom availability,
mm-hmm,
which can be used for guests and what have you, even though I do have a second floor master bedroom, which is what I use now. So
yes,
that space is used as a family room.
Right.
But it allows, as my wife and my plan was, that was a first floor master bedroom suite. You know, we would have a large place, but we could use it as almost a one, mm-hmm, one level. And I think that includes the kitchen, open kitchen, and,
mm-hmm,
a large laundry room on the first floor.
So let's highlight that, because for the construction period, which was 2000,
yes,
1999, 2000, 2001,
exactly,
that era, this this takes advantage of all of the changes that happened after about 1995, 1996, with the big open floor plan, high ceilings in the
very
kitchen.
Very high ceiling, 10, yeah.
And lots of depth. You've got an office space in the kitchen. It's that big.
Oh, yeah.
And then a large eating area with the patio off the side.
Yeah, exactly.
And the windows there on the end as well.
Yes, right.
It's tremendous. Hey, I'm going to take a quick break, and I want to continue our conversation in just a moment. If you're listening and you're thinking of downsizing, or what I call right-sizing, then download a free copy of the Right-Sizing Guide. It will guide you through the process of how to get rid of your stuff, what to do with the items that you have, and even to start the process and get the motivation to make the move. As the time goes by, we have to make these moves in life, even as Dr. Kelly has. So, and this is a wonderful transition point, this particular property especially, on Manor Road, on Gavin Manor Road in Chevy Chase. All right, well, I'll take a quick break. I'll be right back with Dr. Kelly right here on The Eric Stewart Show.